This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday said that for many years, Mexico has not been cooperative to curb the surge of migrants traveling through it to reach the United States. He said he believes a new agreement will alleviate the problem. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, President Trump hails Mexico's commitment, but says if for some unknown reason such cooperation fails, we can always go back to our previous very profitable position on tariffs. On Fox News Sunday, Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan underscored the point.
There's a mechanism to make sure that they do what they promised to do, that there's an actual result, that we see a vast reduction in those numbers.
Mexico's U.S. Ambassador Martha Barcena Coqui tells CBS's Face the Nation the U.S., Mexico, and Central American nations are all working together on the migrant crisis.
We will continue to have technical talks almost weekly and then to evaluate constantly what is going on in these 90 days.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And President Trump has said that he doesn't think resuming tariffs would be necessary. U.S. Representative David Cicilline has defended remarks by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that she did not want to see President Trump impeached, but rather imprisoned. Cicilline told Fox News on Sunday he has no difficulty with that statement. He noted that during the presidential campaign, candidate Donald Trump called for the imprisonment of former Secretary of State and New York Senator Hillary Clinton.
These are criminal acts, obstruction of justice, clearly impeachable offenses. And so, you know, it's kind of rich to hear the president complain about this when he began a campaign with "lock her up" as his bumper sticker.
Pelosi made her remark last week during a meeting with the House Judiciary Committee. This is VOA News.